Today's daf is Tmura daf Chav Ches. We're at daf Chav Ches. We're starting the sixth parak of Maseches Tmura today. So says the Mishnah, Kala Asurin Lagabi Mizbeach, Osurin Bekol Shein. Anything that is Asur to be used on the Mizbeach, and we're going to list off all of the different types of animals that the Mishnah is referring to, that are Asur from the Mizbeach, if they are Bitarovis, if they get mixed in with other animals that are perfectly fine to be used for the Mizbeach, that are perfectly fine to be used for Karbanos, none of the Tarovis may be used for Karbanos. This will Asur the entire Tarovis. It's Asur Bekol Shein. Says Rashi, Afilun Sarvu Echad Be'elef. Even if it's only one animal that's problematic that gets mixed in with 1,000 animals that are perfectly fine, Kulan Asur L'Mizbeach, they are all Asur L'Mizbeach, im eino nikr, if you can't identify which one was the problematic one. Obviously, if you can identify which one was the problematic one, so take that one out, and then the rest of them are fine. And Rashi goes on to say that all of the problematic animals mentioned in our Mishnah, you can easily see why they would be eino nikr. V'kulu mishkachos l'deinu nikarin. All of the animals we're going to mention, it's very obvious why they wouldn't be nikr. Such animals, like animals that have been used from Avodah Zarah, how would you know by looking at it whether it's been used for Avodah Zarah? How would you know if it's a Roveya, a Nirva, anything like that, just by looking at it? However, there's one animal on the list of the Mishnah that we're about to read that Rashi points out, L'chora, you should be able to recognize, and that is a Trefa. Trefa is a sickly animal, so you should be able to figure out, if you knew that it was a Trefa before, you could examine each animal and find which one is a Trefa. Avil Trefa, lo mishkachas la, ela kedemokum lo mimsech zvachim, perikol zvachim, shenasarvu, there are two ways that you can have a trefa that gets mixed in where you're not going to be able to identify it. Either it's not the only animal that has a symptom that looks like it's a trefa. One animal, maybe it was attacked by a wolf, and the other one has had a large piece of wood stuck into it. One of those things makes it a trefa, the other does not, and nevertheless you can't tell the difference just by looking at them visibly from the outside. Only the drusas ha'zeev is actually a trefa, so maybe that's the case of the tarovis that you can't tell. Or it's a case where it's not a trefa itself, it's a vlad trefa. And we're assuming, like the Shita and Tanaim, that even a vlad trefa has a din of a trefa. But physically, the animal looks perfectly fine, the animal looks great. So back in the Mishnah, what are the examples of animals that are asur l'mizbeach, and therefore will asur the entire taroves, b'kol shehein, haroveya, v'hanirva, an animal that was engaged in bestiality on either side, either in taking the male role or the female role, v'hamukta, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah use, va'nevar, an animal that was actually used for Avodah Zarah, va'esner, an animal that was used for payment for a zona, u'mechir, an animal that was used for exchange for a dog, va'klayim, an interbred animal, va'hatrefa, meaning the product of interbreeding, va'trefa, an animal that's a trefa, v'yotze dofen, an animal that comes out by a cesarean section. All of those things are possible in Mizbeach, and therefore if they get mixed in even with 1,000 perfectly kosher the Mizbeach animals, they are going to pass the entire Tarovas L'Mizbeach. Now it's all the Mizbeach. Lehediot, all these things are mutter. For Stam, a person to eat, for a person to use these animals, they're all mutter except for the Trefa. Trefa is Aser even Lehediot, but it's only the Mizbeach that these things are Aser. Ezehu Mukta, what is Mukta? Ha Mukta la Vodas Kachav means something that's designated for use as a Vodazara. Hu asur umasha alav mutter. So the rule is, the animal is asur, but anything on the animal, any decorations, adornments on the animal, are all going to be mutter. But vezu nevad, what's the geder of the din of nevad? Kol shov dinoso, any animal that you have worshipped, the animal itself. And it's a little broader, a little more expansive. Hu umasha alav asur. Not only is the animal asur, that which is on the animal is also asur. Vizevizem mutter b'achila, but everything is mutter b'achila. Neither of those is a problem l'achila. The problem is only l'mizbeach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, V'yira'eli. Whenever the Rambam says V'yira'eli, means not explicitly sourced anywhere in the Mishnah or Gemara, he says, it appears to me, Sha'af al pi she'im kala psulin eilu ru'il mizbeach l'karbon, even though these psulin that we mentioned in the Mishnah are obviously all pasul l'karbon, im avra v'ikrivan eino lokum in a Torah, fishlo nisparsha asarasan. Nevertheless, if you do bring them, you don't get malchus min a Torah. Now the Gemara is going to work on today how we know that these things are asur, but he says since there's no ashara that's explicit in the Torah for all of these things, one would not get malchus if you bring them, even though clearly you're not allowed to bring them. However, he says, two exceptions. Esnun zona, mechir kelev, you're going to be chayiv malchus if you are makriv them, because the pasuk says explicitly, lo savi esnun zona u'mechir kelev. However, the Rambam says, if you bring both an esnun zona and a mechir kelev, you only get one malchus, because they're both said in the same lav. It doesn't say, lo savi esnun zona v'lo savi mechir kelev. Lo savi, one los hasei, esnun zona mechir kelev. So mele, a person would only get one malchus. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, that even though all of these items are listed together in the Mishnah, most of them you wouldn't actually get punished with Malkus for bringing them, but Esnun Zona Mechir Kelev, you would get Malkus for bringing them. Now, Muktza, Rashi writes in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, that Muktza that you are Mekatza for the sake of Tikroves Avodah Zarah is also called Muktza. So the goes Bircha Zevach over there, Maseches Zvachim, takes out the word Tikroves. What do you mean, Tikroves Avodah? There's a difference between Avodah Zarah and Tikroves Avodah Zarah. Muktza Avodah Zarah means you designate it to be the Avodah Zarah, to be the object of worship. Tikroves Avodah Zarah means that which you're going to use to worship an Avodah Zarah. So if you're Mekatze it to be used as a korban Avodah Zarah, something like that, that would be Tikrovus Avodah Zarah. So the Birch Zevach takes out the word Tikrovus. He says, no, only if you're Mekatze Avodah Zarah Atzmo it's going to be Aser. If it's Muktza Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, it's not Aser. So the Rashash says, no, the Birch Zevach should not have taken out the word Tikrovus, because even if you're Mekatze Tikrovus Avodah Zarah, it's also Aser. And Rashi says that explicitly elsewhere in Zvachim on Chav Zayinim Beis as well, that even Muktza the Tikrovus of Avodah Zarah is also going to be Aser. In the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis in the Psicha to Seder Kachim, and he has a kuntras called Chomer Bekodesh. So in Perek Beis Siflam and Dalid, he writes that you have to say that even Tashmishay Akum it includes Tikrovus of Avodah Zarah would be Aser Lemizbeach, because even Tashmishay Akum are Aser Lehed. The Gemara says explicitly in Avodah Zarah. So if you're Mekatza something for Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, it has to be Aser Lahakrava, because there's a klal that we're going to learn about, Mimashke Yisrael. Only that which is mutter for a hedyot could possibly be eligible to be brought on the Mizbeach. So if you're going to learn that Tashmishi Akum Tikrovus Avodah Zarah is going to be Aser Lahedyot, so obviously it's got to be Aser Lemizbeach. So of course, Tikrovus Avodah Zarah has to be included in the law of Muktza, and he quotes that it sounds that way from the Rambam as well. The Or Sameach also gets in on this discussion. The Or Sameach in the fourth parak of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach brings a raya from a Gemara we're going to have on Daf Chav Tes, tomorrow's Daf, that learns that Muktza's Asur L'Mizbeach from the pasuk of Tishmru Lahakriv Li B'Mo'ado, and the Gemara darshins Li V'Lola Adon Acher, that it has to be something that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not for any other master. From there we learn that anything that is guarded for an Adon Acher, whether it's the Avodah Zarah itself or whether it's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, is Aser, and that's called Muktza. So you see that it's not only the Muktza Avodah Zarah itself, even Muktza L'Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. That's the Geder of the Din Muktza. And one final point over here, the Geder of the Din Treifa. The Geder of the Din Treifa. So the Rambam points out that we do have a different... we have two different working definitions of the term treifa in two different contexts. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis Halachaches, that it's important to know when a person is a treifa, legavi Hilchos Rotzicha. If a person murders a treifa, he's not chayiv misa. If a person kills another person as a treifa, he's not chayiv misa. And the Rambam writes that it's all talit. How do we determine who's a treifa? We leave it up to the doctors. If the doctors say that that this guy has a disease that you can't cure and is going to die within 12 months, and then you kill that guy, you're going to be pater, right? It all depends on the das harofim and the opinions of the doctors. However, in legabe hilchas kashrus, in terms of what you are and are not allowed to eat in regards to sick animals, so in the 10th parak of hilchas shechita, halacha yud gimel, the Rambam says, well, there's no, we don't bring a veterinarian to figure out whether it's a treif or not. No, it's all based on what Chazal identified as the simani treifa. Whatever the Chazal identified as a treifa is a treifa. Whatever they didn't identify as a treifa isn't a treifa. So therefore, even if you have something that the darkei harafua, the rofim are going to tell you that some of these diseases aren't life-threatening, doesn't matter. Chazal identified them as treifos, they're treifos. So now we know in those two contexts, legabe ritzicha and legabe macholos asuros. So the Brisker Rav in Maseches Menachos has the following chakira. What about over here? Is the psul treifa of a karban tali in the 18 treifos that are given the Moshe Misinai that the Mishnah identifies in Maseches Chulin as Isra Achilas treifa? Or is it tali in the opinions of the doctors, like Beritzichas Adam treifa? So the Brisker Rav says that it has to be that the geder is like the kind of treifa that would be also ba'achilu lehedyot. Because the Gemara is going to ask later on, again in tomorrow's daf, why do I need a pasuk to be mimai treifa from akrava? Shouldn't I know anyway that I can't be makrava treifa? Because mimashki Yisrael, anything that's also ba'achilu lehedyot is also ba'akrava legavoa. So you see from the Gemara's kasha that a treifa that we're talking about that's also legavoa is exactly the same treifa that's also ba'achilu lehedyot. If they had two different gedarim, the Gemara's kasha wouldn't make any sense. The Gemara's whole kasha of what do I need is a separate source to tell me it's also legavoa. If I already know it's also lehedyot and I know that anything that's also lehedyot is also legavoa, implies that the geder of what's also lehedyot and the geder of what's also legavoa is the same. So that's the Brisker Rav's raya that we use the geder of treifa in regards to macholos asuros over here. We do not use the geder of treifa in regards to ritzicha, hilchos ritzicha. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Mar. Osrin b'kol shein d'lobatli beruba. They aser even b'kol shein. There is no din of bitl berov by a balchai, by a full living animal. You're never going to say that it's batl berov. Even in 1,000, it's not going to be batl. So says Mar Tanina, but we already know this. Kol ha'kashm shein nesarvel b'chatos meisel. So b'shar niskal afilu echa beribo yamusu. So it already says that any kachim that gets mixed in, it's a perishim mishnah masechus zvachim, any kachim that gets mixed in with chatos meisel or shar niskal, even 1 in 10,000, yamusu. V'kashal on Maika Amar, and we are bothered. What's the chiddush? The Gemara over there asks, what's the chiddush? We already know this from our Mishnah that it's aser. U'mishanin hachik tani sarvu behen mechatalos meisos or shor niskal afilu beribo yamusu. So we say that that's the chiddush, that even if it gets mixed in with chatalos meisos or shor niskal, even 1 in 10,000, it's going to be left to die. So why do I need? What in fact is our mission teaching me that I don't already know from that mission Maseches Zvachim? If you look at Rashi Mishaninan Hasam, the Gemara answers over there the Hachi Ketani Kal Zvachim Shnesariv Ben Echon Mechatos Amesos the Mashma the Chada Chatos Nesarva Bezvachim Keshayu Harbe Vafilu Achas the Iser Beribo the Heter Kulan Yamusu the Iser Beribo the Heter even Achas the Iser in 10,000 Heter ones. Kulan yamusu v'lo batel chad beinayu v'lameli l'mehader l'misniyacha. So our kasha is, why does it need to be repeated over here that even 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000 is not going to be batel? Answers the Gemara, itzrich. I do need the Mishnah both over there in Maseches Zvachim as well as over here in Maseches Tmura. Kesalka daitcha mina hasam hu di isurei hana'a. Look at the kinds of animals we're talking about over there. Over there we're talking about a shor niskal, we're talking about chatos mesos. Those things you're not allowed to get hana'a from. I would have thought, yes, isurei hana'a are never batel and are going to aser even b'kolshu. Aval hacha, but over here where the isur is not quite as severe, t'lav isurei hana'a, these are isurei mizbeach. They're not isurei hana'a. The various animals in our Mishnah. So since they're not Yisrael, not Ema Livtel Beruba, I might think they should be Batel Beruba, the Rovea, the Nirva, you're allowed to eat, even a Hedyot's allowed to eat, right? So I would think that they should be Batel Berov, and we shouldn't say that Afil Be'ela for Afil Beribo, it's not Batel. Kamash Mulan, that's why I need our Mishnah to tell me that even the Rovea and the Nirva, which are Mutel Hedyot, nevertheless are not going to be batel. The Panami Eros over there, Maseches Zvachim, asks that l'chora, the Mishnah Masech Zvachim is mechadish to us that they should be left to die, and there's no takana b'taroves, meaning it doesn't even help to let them graze and then and be mati that, and then let them all run around, run in different directions, and be mati each one. And we call the parish miruba parish, meaning say that okay, when they're all together, ein achinami, there's no bittel, but let them all run in different directions, and then you'll catch each one separately, and each one you could say call the parish miruba parish. So that's palamirus. Isn't that a chiddush that it's teaching us? So he says, no, since in our Mishnah we don't learn any takana for the taroves, so which it shows us already that there's no takana for the taroves. So that you don't need the Mishnah to spell it out in Zvachim. We could already know that from our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah doesn't spell it out. Our Mishnah just doesn't mention any sort of takana. So mele we know that there is no such takana. The Chaknasan over there says no. The Gemara never means to say that the entire Mishnah over there is extra, that we don't even need the Reisha of the Mishnah. No, certainly the Tana over there does need to tell us that there's no takana b'taroves by letting it graze and then having them run around, or by throwing one of them into the Amamelech and saying that that must be the problematic one and the rest of them are mutter. So we do need the Reisha of that Mishnah to tell us that there are no such easy fixes. There are no ways out by doing any of these takanos. Rather, you have to let them all die, which says explicitly in that Mishnah, does not say it in our Mishnah. But that's not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is not asking why do we need that entire Mishnah. The Gemara is asking, why do I need the Tana to tell me that afilu achas beribo is aser? It's only about a particular line in the Mishnah that we're bothered by. Why do I need to be told that 1 in 10,000 is aser? That we already have in our Mishnah. It's not asking about the entirety of the Mishnah Maseches Vachim. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to try to figure out what the sources are for the various identified animals in our Mishnah, how we know that they are problematic l'mizbeach. So says the Gemara right off the bat, Roveh v'nirva nami tanina. I already know Roveh and Nirva are asal l'mizbeach, are never batel. Nisarva Roveh v'nirva yiru achisav v'yimachru v'yavi b'dmeh yafash ben me'osamin. Because we learn if Roveh and Nirva gets mixed in, so you let them all graze until they develop a mum, sell them, and use the most valuable of the animals in the taroves to use the money that you get for that animal to buy another carbon. So you see that it's already not going to be batel. So Rav Kana Amris the Shvaita Kameder of Simi Barashi Amrli Chada Bechulin VeChada Bekachim. So he said, no, the Mishnah over here is talking about when it gets mixed in with chulin animals and then you're makdish it. The Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about where it gets mixed in when they're already kodesh utzrichi, and I need to be told in both cases what to do, but that they have the same halacha, both when it gets mixed in while they are chulin, as well as when they get mixed in while they're already kachim. Diash min gabe kachim mishum dimiisi aval gabe chulin emaliftli. If it would only tell me if it was already kachim, I would say, yeah, that's not going to be batel, because if it's maus tavaroveh nirva that's kachim. But by chulin, it's not so maus. So I would think that it could become batel, and then once it's batel, you could then be makdish it. Ubechulin amitanina. So says Gemara, but wait a second, we already have another mission about chulin as well. Ve'ilu asurin va'osrin b'kol shein. The following are asur and will asur taroves even in the tiniest amount. And on that list includes yainesech, avod chavim, tzipori mitzora, Oros levuvin is the type of thing that they would do for Avodah Zarah. They would cut out an animal's heart while the animal's still alive, and that's how the animal dies. So the skin of that animal was very clearly identifiable by the large blood mark and slice around the area of the heart. That's Oros levuvin, Useir Nazir, the hair of Nazir, Upeter Chamar, Ubasar Bechalav, Vishara Niskal, Ve'egla Arufa, V'chulin Shnishlu Bazara, V'sira Mishtaleach, Hare Elu Asurin, Vosur Mekal Shein. All of these things are Asur, even Mekal Shein. So I already see, even when it gets mixed in with Chulin, that it's going to be Asur Mekal Shein. So says Mar Tzrichi, no, we still need our Mishnah. Diashmin Hasam, had I only been told over there, so the Mesoras Shas on the side adds in, De Lehedyot, that's something about Lehedyot, that it becomes Asur for anybody. Aval Legvoa, Eima Lo Nefse Din El Kulu. But when it comes to Hegdish, I would think you don't want to cost Hegdish all of this all of these animals, that all of them should be lost forever. And if it only would have told me by Hegdish, I would say, yeah, that's because it's disgusting for Hegdish to have these things. But by Hedyot, I might think that Isurehana should be Batal Barov, Kamashmala, and that's why I need both Mishnayos. So all that was to figure out why I need all the various Mishnayos that tell me that there is no Bittal in this large variety of cases. So now the Gemara gets working on the sources of how we know that these are problematic in the first place. Now that we got through why I need all of the Mishnayos that tell me that they are not Batal Barov, so how do I know that the entire list in our Mishnah is in fact problematic to use L'mizbeach? So we already saw that the Rambam had that chiddush, that because none of these are explicit except for Esther and Mechir, you don't get Malkus if you do them. So they're not explicit, so where are they from? So Ravei and Nirva Minolim Dasi Ulegvoa. How do I know that Ravei and Nirva are Asu Ulegvoa? The Tan Rabban, we have a brisa as follows. Min HaBehema. The Pasuk says Min HaBehema. So we darshin Lahotzi Ravei and Nirva. That excludes Ravei and Nirva. I mean, the Pasuk talks about what you can bring as a karban, and it says, Dabrel B'nei Sol V'mataleim Adam Kiyakr Bikem Karban Lashem. Min HaBehema, so that excludes, it's got to be Min HaBehema, can't be Roveh V'Nirva. Valodinu, Umma Balmum Shalom Esav Deba Avera, Pasal Legabim Mizbeach, if you have a Balmum, that no Avera was ever done with it, and yet it's still Pasal Mizbeach, Roveh V'Nirva Shenev Deben Avera, Ein Odin Shasun Legabim Mizbeach. So why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that Roveh V'Nirva is Pasal from the Mizbeach? What do I need Min HaBehema to be Mimayit? Shouldn't I know it anyway from this Kavach Omer, that if a Baal Mum is Pasal in Mizbeach and no Avera was ever done with it, Roveh V'Nirva for sure should be Pasal in Mizbeach, because an Avera was done with it. It's even worse than a Baal Mum. And so Gemara, Chorish B'Shor B'Chamor Yuchiyach. No, that's not a good Kal V'Chomer, because there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. What about a Chorish B'Shor B'Chamor? If you plow together with a Shor and a Chamor, Shinas Avdaba Avera, that is an Avera being done with those animals, and yet, Umutil Gam Mizbeach, those animals are much with the Mizbeach. When our Mishnah said that Klayim is Asal Mizbeach, it means an animal that's a product of interbreeding. It does not mean an animal that was Klayim in by working together with another animal. Those things are Mutil Mizbeach. So that's why I need a pasuk, because I don't have a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, no, you do have a kal v'chomer. Mal chorish b'shor v'chamar shein chayav misa tom brover v'nivrash chayav misa. How can you use chorish b'shor v'chamar as a pircha? Chorish b'shor v'chamar is not such a serious avera. It's not an avera for which you chayav misa. There's a more serious avera of rovei v'nirva. So we should be back to our kal v'chomer. If we're going to say that a balmum, which never had any avera done with it, is Aslam Mizbeach, so the Raveh V'Nirva, which had a serious Avera done with it, should for sure be also Legabi Mizbeach. What do I need the drush of Min HaBehema for? Says Gemara, Tolucha Mashe Vesa. Yeah, take it, you're right, it's not a Pircha, for the reason that you said, and we do have a Kal V'Chomer, Hareshi Nesavda Ben Avera B'Shnei Edim, Nevda Ben, so you're right, from your Kal V'Chomer, you would know that if you have two Edim, that was a Raveh, two Edim, that it was a Nirva, from the Kal V'Chomer alone, you know that it's Pasul Mizbeach. What we're interested in is Nevda ben Aver al pi erechad, al pi abaylim minayin. How do you know that even if you're only Raya, that it was ever Nevda ba Avera, that it ever was a Roveya, that it ever was a Nirva, was based on an erechad, or was based on the Bailim? How would you know that that's Asul Mizbeach as well? So that's why I need the drush of Min HaBehema. So again, so far the structure of the Gemara, all I wanted to know is, how do I know Roveya v'Nirva is Asul Mizbeach? And at the end of the day, the Gemara says, well, if you have evidence that it's Roveya v'Nirva of two Edim, that it was Roveya v'Nirva, then you would know it from a Kal V'Chomer. And if you don't have two Edim, you have one Ed, or just a Hodah al Pi HaBailim, then you know it from the Pasuk Min HaBehema. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, Ani Dan. I'm going to say the following Kal V'Chomer. Umma Balmum She'ein Hodas Shnei Edim Posalta Me'achila. Hodas Eid Echad Posalta Me'akrava. Wait a second. He says, I'll be able to show that even when you only have Eid Echad by Rovei V'Nirva, it should still be learned out from a Kal V'Chomer. You still shouldn't need a Pasuk. Because of the following. When you have a Balmum, where two Edim being Moda does not Pasalit Me'achila. Balmum, you're allowed to eat. You're just not allowed to use as a Karban. If it's not a Trefa, there's a difference between a Trefa and a Balmum. They're totally different issues that rise physically with the animal. So Balmum, even with two Edim telling you it's a Balmum, it does not pasalit la'achila, and nevertheless, Hodas Eidech Pasalta Me'akrava, if even one Eid tells you that it's a Balmum, meaning one Chacham who knows how to paskin on Balimumin tells you that it's a Balmum, you are not allowed to be makrovit. So Bereveh V'Nirva Hashodas Shneidim Pasalta Me'achila. When you have a Roveh and a Nirva, where the Hoda'a of Shnei Edim will Pasalat Me'achila, say in Odin, Shodas Eirech, Pasalta Me'akrava. So then all the more so, a single aid telling you that it's problematic should for sure pass lit me'akrava. So I have a kavul chomer right there to tell me that even when it's only aid echa that tells you that it's roveh v'nirva, it's already pasul. So again, what do I need the pasuk for? So he concludes, tam lomar minam behema lahotzi roveh v'nirva. So minam behema teaches me to exclude roveh v'nirva. Says, well, what? We just got through saying that it's a kavul chomer, and that the whole point of saying it's a kavul chomer is that I don't need the pasuk. How can you then end the sentence with the phrase, minam behema lahotzi? You just learned it from a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is a bad Kal V'chomer. It's a fundamentally flawed Kal V'chomer. You can't learn Kal V'chomer from a Bal Mum. Mal Bal Mum shekein mumo nikar. There's a big difference. A bal mum, the mum is very clearly evident. It's very visible. When you're dealing with a rovei v'nirva, you can't see looking at the animal that it was a rovei v'nirva. So hol ve'in mum nikar yekasha l'gabi mizbeach. I would think that a lot about what passes something from the mizbeach is how bad it looks. Is that it just looks completely disrespectful? This animal looks like any other animal. The rovei nirva looks like any other animal. So I would think the bal mum is fundamentally problematic because it looks terrible. That's what you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the rovei nirva doesn't look so bad. So I would have thought that it's not so bad. So that's why the kal v'chomer, you can't learn any kal v'chomer from bal mum. Tam lomar mina behema lotzi rovei nirva. That's why I have mina behema to tell me roveh v'nirva. So that's what I learned from roveh v'nirva. Now the Rash Mishantz with the Gemara, when we first tried to make the Kal V'chomer from Balmum, at the initial stage we tried to make the Kal V'chomer from Balmum, where Balmum never had an Aveira done with it, and roveh v'nirva did. So if a Balmum is possible in Mizbeach, of course roveh v'nirva. So the Gemara said, no, Choresh B'Shar V'Chamor Yochiach. That when you do klayim, when you work with the shor and chamor together, that is kosher l'mizbech, even though it's nevda ba'avera. That's how we wanted to ask a pircha on the kal v'chomer. So the Rash Mishantz in his commentary to Torah's Kohanim asks, why doesn't the Gemara prove that a behema shenesavda ba'avera is kosher l'mizbech from other behemoth kachim that you do avoda with? Meaning, why does it have to learn from chore shor v'chamor to show that just because you do an avera doesn't mean it's asr l'mizbeach? Any behemoth kachim is asr begiz of avoda. What if you do avoda with the behemoth kachim? It doesn't become pasul l'mizbeach. It's still kashul l'mizbeach. So isn't that a good raya? Wouldn't that be a great raya that even though it's nevda ba'avera, it doesn't necessarily become pasul l'mizbeach? So the Rash Mishantz is matari, so the Gemara could have asked on this raya that the whole Isra is dafka b'kachim, but the Isra of Evanirva is shayach bein b'kachim bein b'chulin. That's why the Gemara didn't want to bring that raya, that pircha on the Kal V'chomer, because it easily would have been shlugged up. We easily could have just responded that that's only a din by kachim. The whole Aveira is only an Aveira by kachim, because there's no Isra avoda, obviously, by chulin animals. Whereas Rovei Evanirva is problematic by kachim and by chulin. That's why that line of questioning would not have gotten us anywhere. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara again, still trying to learn out the halachos in our Mishnah. So far we learned how we know that Roveh v'nirva are pasul l'mizbeach. Mina bakar, the next phrase in the pasuk, the same pasuk that said mina behema, so mina bakar lotias hanevad, teaches us that an animal that's nevad is not ra'i to be used on the mizbeach. So the Gemara again is going to ask, wait a second, isn't this a kal v'chomer as well? Before we get there, the Gemara is going to darshan later from minat son lahotzias hamukta. So we're going to have one phrase lahotzias hanevad, the next phrase lahotzias hamukta. So in the Sefer Beis Avraham, in quoted over here in the Biur Yadav, in the Sefer Beis Avraham, he asks, why do you need two psukim? Just have one pasuk that teaches me the isra of mukta, and if you tell me that a mukta, an animal that's designated for avodah zarah, cannot be used on the mizbeach, wouldn't I know on my own that an animal that was actually used for avodah zarah cannot be used on the mizbeach? Why do I need two separate phrases, two separate extra words in psukim to teach me both mukta and nevad? So the first answer he gives is a standard answer that you would expect, is that if you only had one phrase, you only had one extra word, you would have said, yes, that teaches me a nevad is asr l'mizbeach. I never would have applied it to mukta. Yeah, in a chinami, once I know the din of mukta, it's a kal v'chomer for nevad, but I never would have gotten to the din of mukta. I would have assumed that the first phrase is there to teach me nevad, is not there to teach me mukta. Yeah, so that's his first tarot. The second tarot Teretz is that since the dinim of Nevar and Muktzah are not exactly the same, like we saw in the Mishnah already, that Masha Alav is different. The din of Muktzah, Masha Alav is Mutter. The din of Nevar, Masha Alav, the adornments, the different things you put on it, are Asr. So since the dinim are not the same, we need two separate psukim to teach me each and every one. Because if you were going to rely on a Kal V'Chomer, there are limitations to a Kal V'Chomer. Dayu labam and adin lios kanidon. If I was going to say Muktzah is Asr, so I would say, yeah, Muktzah is Asr, but not Masha Alav. And then if my whole source for Nevar being Asr was only called the Chomer Muktzah, I would think Masha Alav would be Mutter also, because Dayal Abam and Adin, the Yoskanidon. So anyway, but we learn from the words Mina Bakar, Lahotzias Nevet, says Gemara Valodinu, why do I need a Pasuk? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Esnun Mechir, Shetzi Puyon Mutarin, Vehein Asurin, if by Esnun Mechir, where the decorations are going to be Mutter, and yet the Esnun Mechir themselves are Asr. Nevad Shetzipuyo Asr, Eno Dinshu Asr. So in Nevad, where the tzipuyim are aser, Pasuk says losach merkesav izav aleihem. So the tzipuyim are aser. Of course, the animal itself is aser. Says Gemara, ochiluf. Well, no, maybe had I not had the pasuk, I would have used the Kal V'Chomer in the opposite direction as follows: Uma aser mechir shein aser and tzipuyim mutarin eser mechir, which are aser, their tzipuyim are still mutter, so neva shemutri ye tzipuyim mutter. I would have thought that by neva the tzipuyim are mutter. You know, I wouldn't have known which way to take this Kal V'Chomer. Should I use this Kal V'Chomer to teach me that the tzipuyim of a neva are mutter? Or should I use this Kal V'Chomer to teach me that the tzipuyim of a... I'm sorry, that the Iker Behema of the Nevad is Aser. So I wouldn't have known without the Pasuk. Now that I have a Pasuk, I know which way to take it. Says Gemara, no, there's never a Havamina to take the Kal V'Chomer to teach me that Tzipuye Nevad are going to be Mutter, because Imkein Bitalta L'Sach M'Kesav Zav Aleim L'Kach L'Lecha. It's a Beferish a Pasuk that the Tzipuyim of a Nevad are Aser. So how could I ever have suggested a Kal V'Chomer to go against the Beferish a Pasuk? So says Gemara, no, Ani Akaymenu. I could have told you how to use that Pasuk. I would have thought the Sachmer Kesev Zav is only referring to Kesev Zav, things that have no Ruachayim. But things where the Nevar itself, where the Avodah Zarah itself, when can't you put Kesev Zav on an Avodah Zarah? When does the Tzipui become Asur? Only when the item itself, the Avodah Zarah itself, is also Asr. But when you're dealing with a Bal Chai, where it is Mutter, I would think that Tzipuyim are also Mutter. That's why I need Tamalomar, Min HaBakar, Lahotzias HaNevad. That's why I need a Pasuk. I can't rely on the Kal V'Chomer, because had I relied on the Kal V'Chomer, I would have used the Kal V'Chomer to teach me that the Tzipuyim are, that the animal itself is Mutter, and even the Tzipuyim are Mutter as well. So that's why I need Dafka Pasuk to tell me that it's going to be Asr, that a Nevad is Asr. Maskav Rav Chananya Taima Dimiyate Kra Halomiyate Kra Tzipuyim Mutter. So it sounds like it's only because you have a meat in the pasuk. Had we not had a meat in the pasuk, we would say that Tzipuyim are Mutter. V'aksiv V'ibadtem Hashemam Kala Asur L'Shemam. So it doesn't say V'ibadtem Hashemam. Doesn't that tell me anything made for the Avodah Zarah, including the Tzipuyav, is going to be Asur, that it needs to be destroyed? So why are you telling me that had I not had this meat in the pasuk, I would have thought that Tzipuyim are Mutter? No! I still would have known the Tzipuyim are Asur from a different pasuk of V'ibadtem Hashemam. Says the Gemara, no, V'ibadtem Hashemam, you need to teach me a different din. The din of the Ibadta Meshamam teaches me the following. Ha'ul l'chanoslem shem hudasa teaches me that you're supposed to come up with derogatory nicknames for Avodah Zarahs. A lot of the Avodah Zarahs, their names are names of Shevach. That's why the Gemara says in, what is it, Sanhedrin, Samach, Dalet, so the Gemara says that you're not allowed to even mention the name of an Avodah Zarah, meaning, because most of the names of Avodah Zarahs are complementary names. They're names that mean all-powerful or things like that. So we dafka have to come up with kinuyim that downgrade the Avodah Zarah, that denigrate the Avodah Zarah. So the Beis Galia Karinin also Beis Karia. So Beis Galia, for instance, which is Lashon Gavoa, we call it Beis Kalia, which means to be extinguished, to be completely wiped out. Or Beis Kario, we have in our Gemara, Beis Kario means a Beis Akise. So we use a name that sounds similar, but has the exact opposite connotation. Pnei HaMolech, we call Pnei Kelev. Instead of Pnei HaMolech, we call it the face of a dog. Ein Kol, as if it's all-seeing, we call it ein kotz, like a thorn in the eye. Ve'epachana, so says Gemara, why don't I flip it around? So, okay, so meaning period. So that's why I need the phrase min ha-bakar to teach me lahotzias ha-nevad. I would not, because without that I would have thought to use kal v'chomers to teach me that tzipuyim are mutter, I would not have known tzipuyim are also from anywhere else. So now, back to the actual drasha. So far we've had two drashas. We've had min ha-behema to tell me lahotzi roveh v'nirva, and min habakar to tell me lahotzias anevad. So ask the Gemara, how do you know which one is for which? Vepechana, min habehema lahotzias anevad, min habakar lahotzi roveh v'nirva. Why don't you just switch it around? Say, min habehema tells me about nevad, min habakar tells me about roveh v'nirva. So the Gemara, hasamein yana dekra, and the Shita adds in, v'hachamein yana dekra. Each one in context makes more sense. Ksiv gabi behema v'ishkiyitein, shichvasa behema mosimas. Gabe bakar ksiv veyimros kvodim betavnis shor ochel esav. So since each phrase comes up in the context that makes more sense for that limud, that's why we do the limudim in that way. Minatzon, next phrase in the pasuk, lotzias amukza, that comes to tell me that something that's designated for avodah zara use is not good for the mizbeach. Minatzon, the extra vav, lotzias hanogeach, comes to tell me that a nogeach, an animal that kills a person, let's say it didn't have to aid him, so it's not a shor niskal, but it's killed the person, is also not able to be used, not eligible to be used on the mizbeach. Amr b'shuminim nemer roveh lama nemer nogeach. Once it says roveh, why does it have to say nogeach? Nemer nogeach lama nemer roveh. Why does it have to say each one? Lefi, so the Shita adds in again. Sheyesh b'roveh mashen kin b'nogeach, v'yesh b'nogeach mashen kin b'roveh. There are dinim about one that don't apply to the other, and the other that don't apply to the one. Yesh b'nogeach, shon nogeach mashalim es hakofer. You have by nogeach, I'm sorry, yesh b'roveh, shon roveh osa ones kiratzon mashen kin b'nogeach. That roveya, the halacha doesn't matter whether it was roveya ba'ones or baratzon. Either way, the animal is a roveya and it's aser. By nogeach, if it was ba'ones, it's mutter. If let's say an animal was a shor itzted and it was a stadium ox that was trained to kill, so then we don't blame the animal. Then it's not going to have a din of a nogeach. Yesh b'nogeach, shor nogeach m'shalim es hakofer, m'shein kein b'roveya. Nogeach m'shalim kofer, you don't have such a din by roveya. So it's rech lomar roveya, but it's rech lomar nogeach. That's why it has to tell me both roveya and nogeach. So v'hai tana meislam e'acha, says Gemara. By the way, there's another tana that derives these dinim from a completely different source. T'tanya, roveya v'anirva, heim k'kachim shekadam mum over lehekdeshan. Roveya and nirva are like kachim that had a mum over before you were makdish them. Utsrichen mum kavua liftos alein. So they need a mum kavua in order to be poda them. Shneamar kimash chasam behem mum bam. So my Talmud, what's the drasha? Chisurim achsevach k'tani. This is what it really means to say. Minayin shein asurim, how do I know that they're asur? Tamalam kimash chasam behem mum bam. V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, kol makom shneamar hashchasa. Whenever it says hashchasa, that teaches me, enu el advar erva v'avodas chavim. It always relates to something that's either arayos, erva, or avodas zara. Dvar erva d'siv. How do I know shchasa is lashon of erva? Because the pasuk says ki hishchis kalbasar by the mabul. Avodas chavim d'siv. Pentashchisun v'asisum v'chem pesel tumunas kalsemel. So by avodas zara also we have lashon of hashchasa. So we dash in kol shamum posel ben dvar erva avodas chavim posel behen. So anytime a mum passels, dvar erva and avodas zara also passels. And that's where Tana d'Beri Rabbi Shmuel learns that a roveya, a nirva, that's a dvar erva, and that a nevad and a muktza, that all of those things are possible in the mizbeach. V'tana d'Beri Rabbi Shmuel min habehema min habakar min hatzon my darish behu. So then, what does the Tana d'Beri Rabbi Shmuel do with the rest of the daf that we just learned out from the phrases min habehema min habakar min hatzon? They already know this from that one pasuk. Mashchasa be'am mumbam. Anything that's lashon of hashchasa. So it says Gemara Minam mibayle prat lechol zakin mezuam to tell me that a sick animal, an old animal, a smelly animal should not be used as a carbon. V'tana kama dafkin lahani kroya l'roveh v'nir v'chol zakin mezuam minale. So what about the Tana that we've been working with the rest of the daf? What do they do? How do they learn Chol Zakin Mezuam? If they need these psukim min habakar min hatzon to teach me about roveya v'nirva and nevad and muktza, so nafkalei min hatzon min hakvasim u'min ha'izim. They learn it from the following phrases in the pasuk min hakvasim min ha'izim. There are more phrases in the pasuk that are open to teach me these other dinim about Chol Zakin Mezuam. So why doesn't the Tana d'Beri Rabbi Shmuel use these other phrases in the pasuk to teach me about the Chol of the the zaken and the mezuam, l'tan de Rabbi Shmuel, orcha de kral eshtu yehachi. Now it's just normal for the pasuk to go off writing an entire list. The Rambam writes that if your person is makdish roveh v'nirvan amuksa never nesan mechir, it's like being makdish a bal mum over, and therefore you need to let it graze until it develops a mum kavua and be poda, like the Gemara says explicitly, like the Gemara. But the reason that Rambam is interesting is Reb Chaim makes a big deal about it, because Reb Chaim points out that l'chora the whole comparison between a roveh and a nirva to a mum over doesn't seem to fit. It seems to be much more comparable to a mum kavua. A mum over is something that leaves. An animal's a roveh, an animal's a nirva, it will always be a roveh or a nirva. Nothing you can do to the animal will change it. So he says, no, really the psul of bal mum over and the psul of bal mum kavua are the same. There's no chilik in legabe the isra krava. The whole difference between them is legabe pidyon, that a bal mum over can never be niftes, and therefore it could have kedusha saguf. A bal mum kavua can be niftes, and therefore it can't have kedushas damim, and that's what the Rambam says, that these psulim are chal aleim kedushas aguf. Since it's eifshar to be poda them without a mum kavua, it's like they are balei mum over, and therefore kedushas aguf can actually be chal on them. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem from the two dots tomorrow.